T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joe Biden to announce his new, what he's calling his new winter COVID rules today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the dictator will speak. Yes. Yeah, kind of like the time he said that people have to get fired if they don't get the shot. Yes. And the courts went, wait, what? You don't have the authority to do that. So he's going to pronounce his new winter COVID rules. Yes. Can't wait to see. The new part is what scares me.
Dear leader speaks.
Yes. New? Yes, we have one case now. So nationwide crackdown. What is this, Australia? Meanwhile, the vote for this was scheduled almost a month ago, by the way. Oh, the timing. This is scary stuff. And it's even scarier that 80 Republicans in the House voted for this. A new vaccine database. Because who had a vaccine has to go into a federal database.
Well, of course.
Yeah, they voted to create one yesterday. This is in the House. Hasn't been voted on yet. It would have to obviously pass in the Senate. But the fact that 80 Republicans voted for it is terrifying. Listen to what this would do. It's just to help Big Brother track who, you know, has the vaccine so we can, you know, kind of tap you on the shoulder and remind you to get it and just sort of send you reminders when you're due for your latest booster. This is from a statement from the Democrat Representative Ann Kuster, one of the sponsors of this. She says the system would be, quote, used to remind patients when they are due for a recommended vaccine and identify areas with low vaccination rates to ensure equitable distribution of vaccines. Wait a minute.
Equitable, there's that.
Yeah, there you go. It's not unequitable. Believe me, you can go get one at CVS right now. It's not really hard.
There is no inequity in vaccine availability.
Whatsoever.
I'm sorry. I do not buy that one bit. No.
No. And it's this is the creepy part. Remind patients when they're due for a recommended vaccine. Are you seriously going? The federal government's going to tap me on the shoulder and do that?
Yeah, it's like those text messages I get from my pharmacy when my prescription needs to be refilled.
Right, right. So this is Representative Mary Miller. She's a Republican. She's one of the 130 Republicans who've said no. She said these systems are designed for the sharing of crucial health information. Do we really trust the government to protect our medical records? No. The bill's author even bragged in her press release, she says, that these systems will help the government remind individual patients when they're due for a recommended vaccine. She says this is clearly a legislative tool to enforce vaccine mandates and force their Orwellian rules onto those who do not comply. Yeah, and this is, you know what this is? And so I've been talking about this is coming for a long time. This is the backbone for the vaccine passport system. There's over 24 industrialized Western nations have the vaccine passport. Now, they do track where you go. They do track who you interact with, allegedly, so they can, you know, track the spread of this. And they need this backbone. They need something for Microsoft's system because the vaccine passport technology exists for the United States of America. They need something. They need a system for it to tap into so they can say who is vaxxed and who is not. I've said for a long time, Lee, this is not about vaccination. It's not even about COVID. This is a tracking app. It's a tracking thing. They want to get this on us, and that it will stay long beyond when anybody's even talking about COVID.
Oh, yes. Because no new government program ever ends.
Oh, no. No. And this is like that time they told us, oh, don't worry. We'll never use your Social Security number as an identifier.
Right.
This is like that.
It's on my card. My original Social Security card says not to be used for identification.
Yes, I have that card too. I won't tell you how old it is. Anyway, it's one of the originals. It's kind of yellow now, but I still have it. Yes, this is exactly what they're going to use this for. And these vaccine passports in these other countries, the way they work is they're, you know, they even have scanners set up at like Ireland and places like that, Italy, France, that, you know, when you want to go into your favorite pub or a restaurant, whatever, you have to scan by this thing.
Yeah.
They want to do this here. That's what this is for. And I cannot believe 80 Republicans voted for it. Now, I want to thank Ralph Norman, Representative William Timmons, and Representative Jeff Duncan. I did not know this was coming down the pike, so I was not able to lobby, as we usually do with phone calls, to stop it. And without us looking over their shoulders, they all did the right thing. They voted
it out. Good for them.
So, yeah, I want to thank them this morning. When our politicians get it right, we let you know. So thanks,
does
guys.
That mean that the other Republicans in the delegation voted for it, or did they not vote?
Oh, I didn't check. Okay. I only checked upstate.
We'll look at it there.
I think this is big news that it passed in the House. It's going to be interesting to see what they do in the Senate with it. And to see if it passes there. I pray this doesn't pass because
the vote was, and what the bill was, I could check that.
Yeah, sure. It hasn't. It's not up. It hasn't come up for a vote yet. It's H.R. 550.
Okay.
Yeah. And 130 Republicans voted no, but it did pass. Not one Democrat voted in opposition to the bill. So this is very important to them, obviously, that to be able to track you and to know if you had the vaccine or not. And again, they're going to need something like this to begin to restrict movement in society. And that is not a paranoid fantasy. Again, abcnews.com. It's actually abcnewsgo.com. Biden administration announced at the beginning of the summer that ultimately their goal was to stop interstate travel with people who were not vaccinated. So in other words, you got family in North Carolina can't cross South Carolina line. They want to control travel. They want to control movement. That's what this is about. And they said in the article, hey, we want to ultimately do that, but we're gonna, you know, wait for that to gain acceptance or whatever. Well, hopefully,
I just
it's too
found
late.
This. Joe Wilson voted for it. Joe Wilson and Clyburn.
Obviously, Democrat.
No, of course he's going to do that. But Jeff Duncan, Nancy Mace, Ralph Norman, Rice, and William Timmons all voted in opposition.
Good.
So, we had five out of the six Republicans in the delegation there vote against it. But Joe Wilson, for some reason, you talk with his son, Alan Wilson, the Attorney General in office. You need to remind him to talk with his dad. I mean. So anyway,
get with a program. We do not need a government tracking data, but no good will come of this.
No, none.
And this is one of those things they can expand to. You know, once they get that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be everything, I can't even imagine. By the time you're done, you'll have to show your vaccine passport. We won't even call it a vaccine passport anymore. It'll be a passport.
Exactly.
And, so you want to open a bank account? You want to, you just know where this is going because we've seen it with our Social Security numbers.
Yeah.
This is how they want to digitize it. And if you don't think this will happen, just Google Italy, France, UK, Spain, Ireland, and read what's going on there.
I still distinctly remember some 20 years ago, and I've told you this story before, and I'll keep it brief, but over 20 years ago, probably longer than that, and I had my son was wanting to sign up for a soccer league. And they were wanting my Social Security number.
What?
And they're sitting there telling me they needed it for insurance purposes. And I said, no, you don't need a Social Security number. I have insurance for them. You don't need it. Well, I'm sorry, sir. We have to have it. I said, no, I'm not giving you the Social Security number. And so I wasn't ugly about it, but I just said, no, I'm not going to do it. So one of the coaches I know came over there and said, don't worry about it. Just sign him up and, move on. So,
you know what? I resent the heck out of how many times that you have to give out that information just to interact with the medical system.
Oh, I know.
You know, and it always makes you nervous, too, because it's that. And they're very nice people. There's nothing wrong with them. They're doing their job. But they're calling you up, their technician, about your, prescription or if you've had surgery before. I have. I can't tell you how many people I had to give my social to get surgery. And I'm talking about the people checking you in.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I hope you're not part of a racket selling these, but why do I have to do all that?
Yeah.
I'm the customer, but they do, and that's exactly where this is going. And if you want to know how it ends, Lithuania, there's a great tweet by a Lithuanian political dissident who simply didn't want to get the shot, and they have done the full crackdown there. It's pretty much Australia style, and they are reduced to shopping for food at the equivalent of the CVS, which is the only place they can go without their passports and check-in. It's terrible.
Grief.
Yeah. They can't buy new clothes for the kids for school. They go to school at home, but they need new clothes. The kids are outgrowing them. They need supplies to fix their house at their, equivalent of the Home Depot. Can't go there. I mean, they're literally outcasts in society. and they have these passports.
Surely,
and
they that's can what shop does it. Online. Not that they should have to resort to that, but
I don't know if you can or not. I'm not sure about that part. But because he did mention
Lithuania's got Wi-Fi.
You would think they would, but you don't know. I don't know.
It sounds like a first world country.
Yeah,
to me.
It does.
I'm pretty sure.
So, So, but this is where they're going with this. This is where they want to go, and they'll only get as far as we let them.
Yeah.
By the way, do you realize they are rounding up Aborigines in Australia
right
now?
I've heard you talk about that. That is incredulous.
Yeah, they have camps for them if you test positive for COVID now, and they're escapees now. They have escapees.
Good grief. Sounds like they need to get woke down there.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Aborigines.
I am too. Absolutely.
I'm rooting for them. There's a few of them they can't find. They're trying to round them up. So, yeah.
Gosh.
I'm rooting for them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter writes, Tara, I've noticed most times someone is a masked Nazi. It's a man attacking a woman by herself. Yeah, all three of the instances, it occurred to me that it happened to me in D.C. I was with my young son, but it was a man, not a woman. And they were extremely aggressive. He writes, my wife had 2 of 3 instances, but nobody ever said a word when we were together. I'm not the biggest guy out there, but apparently people don't create conflicts with a guy that's 6'1", 210 pounds with a beard. So says Brandon. You love having that name right now, don't you, Brandon? Thanks for listening. Texter writes, this variant is to distract from the Maxwell trial. They will have a new one for the elections once it gets closer. Oh, yeah, I think there'll be a few. Another texter writes, ever notice when they have these extensions, they're designed to get us to December so rhinos can whine about having to pass these budget busters because we can't shut down the government at Christmas, just giving themselves and the Dems an out. Now, the texter writes, the most dangerous side effect of COVID is the socialist power grab. Americans can deal with the others. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, I travel around the Western Carolinas and Northeast Georgia for my job. I visit often with first responders who work in the real world, only in Buncombe/Asheville. First responders are crazy with masks anymore, though some of the Charlotte folks are at times, but they're not as crazy as Asheville. Yeah, Asheville's kind of its own world these days. Texter writes, hey, Tara, talking about the most alarming story I have this morning is the fact, do you realize the House of Representatives hasn't passed in the Senate, but the House of Representatives just authorized a vaccine database for individual names? So the vaccine status goes into it. Folks, if you're wondering, what? I don't care. Oh, you should care. Well, the IRS already has my debt. No. That's not what this is for. This is the backbone for the vaccine passports. The vaccine passports are digital papers. You know, it's actually wild. My grandmother, as soon as she came of age and was able to get her passport, she fled Nazi Germany. Absolutely despised Hitler. I mean, decades later, couldn't stand him. And there's this great picture of her walking down the gangplank. She's her dad is running behind her, and he's got her 2 suitcases. She's 20 years old. And there's something scrawled in German on the back of the picture. I always wanted to know what it was. So I sent it to her brother, who still lives in Germany. I said, you know, what is she write here? I'm glad to know what it was. What is on the back of this photo that she scrawled something? And the words were last day on German soil. So she's in a hurry to get out of there. And doing, you know, ancestry research, I found her papers. her actual paper. They had to carry around papers verifying they had no Jewish ancestry. You had to be able to present these on demand. She had, my grandmother had papers. That's insane. That's what these are. Starting as Lee and I were talking about earlier, just like the Social Security card. And if you doubt what I'm saying, look up vaccine passport and pick a country. They're all over Europe. You got to swipe that sucker to get into a bar. And you know what that means? They know where you were. They knew who you were with. And they know who wasn't there, too. Texter writes, hey, Tara, instead of calling it a passport or vaccine passport, they should call it your papers. It has a nice ring to it. And I don't think anybody has ever done that in history before. No, we know how it ends. God, I got to tell you, it just chilled me to the core to see my grandmother's papers. And I just discovered that it was a digital online stack of stuff while I was researching her ancestry. I was like, wow. Texter writes, where's Crocodile Dundee when you need him in Australia? I think he's in forced lockdown. Texter writes, let's see, non-vaxxed people in the U.S. could be just like the Aborigines down under very soon. Another texter writes, looks like China provided the tool to turn America into a communist-style government, and Americans, Nazis, are skillfully using it. Databases, folks, whenever they want to create a database of people, that's not good. It's not. And 80 Republicans voted for this mess. It's nuts. There's another one in here I really wanted to read. Where did it go? I can't find it. I'll read it when I get back. It was, where did it go? I don't know. It was about the Chinese creating they created a similar database years ago. Texter writes, hey, Tara, my grandmother in France had papers. They took her brothers, put them in factories to work. She ate raw eggs from hen houses. Sounds fabulous. Which, hey, we may be doing by this time next year. It's right, we're going with the Biden supply lines. Texter writes, will I be required to own a smartphone to have digital papers, or will Obama be providing phones? I don't know. Texter writes, it's true. Since I grew a beard, no one messes with me. Even my bosses. They've done studies on that, by the way. Yeah. You know why they think ancient men needed the beards? This is really interesting. They protected you from blows to your face. It was like cushioning. Because ancient men were taking a lot of blows to the face. So it's actually a thing to keep your jaw from being broken. Like, you know, some cushioning. Little extra biological bonus in life. So, you know, maybe men see other men with beards and they, I don't know. Texter writes, I'm convinced that's why so many UFC fighters sport beards. I was trying to find this on the break. It was a great stuff. I did it. Like, it was like it's in the last 6 months, too. And it did. It talked about men with beards getting more general respect. It's like a subconscious thing. And the evolutionary purpose of the beard literally being to cushion blows to the jaw. Because, you know, you get your jaw broken, you're pretty much done back then, you know. It's like you got a dentist or somebody to fix it for you. Okay, it's going to get interesting. JP Morgan Chase is out there saying buy the dip. In other words, stocks down, buy the dip. Arguing Omicron is less dangerous than the COVID pandemic. JP Morgan strategists wrote in a Wednesday note, it would fit the historical pattern for less severe and more transmissible virus to quickly crowd out more severe variants. Which could turn Omicron into a catalyst to transform a deadly pandemic into something more akin to the seasonal flu. So, yeah, it's absolutely possible. We will see. If this one doesn't take off, they'll find another one. I've been explaining this. I explained this on the Battleground podcast, that once you start seriously looking at the rollout, the timing, and what we know about this variant, there's a lot of questions. It really, you know what it felt like? Did it feel like this for you? PR campaign. As if they said, well, you know, we'll start a PR campaign on Omicron. We're going to go ahead and schedule that for, and as people are coming out of Thanksgiving because we need their full attention in order to properly terrify them. And, we'll just roll it out then. Again, and I put this in the Battleground podcast yesterday when I went into depth asking the questions the media won't ask, because there's a lot of, you could take this apart very quickly. We started yesterday with a very puzzled, just that the interview, the tone of Dr. Angelique Corti out of South Africa. She's the one who discovered this. She's also the head of their medical association there. She's trying to say, like, what are y'all flipping out over, basically?
Looking at the mildness of the symptoms that we are seeing, currently there's no reason for panicking as we don't see severely ill patients.
Okay, remember this as they go on with Omicron, okay? Remember this article from the UK Daily Mail. At the time they started this hysteria with Fauci doing that round of interviews and Biden coming out like it was a big emergency, there had been no deaths in South Africa and no hospital admissions. None. Zip, zilch, zero. Yeah, but it's a new variant. It's a new variant. No. What they're counting on that you don't know? Again, and I pulled this article so I could prove it to you, and I've got all this on a podcast yesterday. UK Daily Mail, December 21st, 2020. December 2020, okay. How many different variants had they cataloged? Had the UK government cataloged? The agency is called NervTag, NERVTAG. 20,000. So it's not like, wow, new variant, that's news. No, it's not. And when you pick one that is called no hospital admissions or deaths, you know what you do? You just pick one. Omicron, that sounds good. Yeah, I like the ring of that. That'll scare people. Sounds sort of ominous. That's what they did. They could have picked any of them. And I said this yesterday. I thought that they would use Lambda. I really did. The Japanese had identified Lambda. The hotspot for Lambda is Argentina, Peru, and Guatemala. We've got half the nation of Guatemala coming over our border probably right about now. I'm serious. No way Lambda's not here. It's also vaccine resistant. So I thought that'd be a good one to terrify the public with. But no, they don't want that one. And that one's obviously, it's been here for a while. Now they're like, first case of Omicron. Who cares? And you start asking logical questions. They're counting on that you don't know there's at least 19,999 other variants out there. Oh, it's mild, but it might be very virulent. Yeah, like the other 19,999? Like that? This is a campaign, folks. A PR campaign. It's a rollout. They're rolling it out. Now, here was a great question yesterday. And at the end of this clip, you'll hear Joe Biden's minder very quickly shushing him and the reporter who asked it, because it got a little too close to the truth. This is a guy wanting to know, why are you stopping flights, closing off travel from African nations where there has not been a single case, a single hospitalization, or a single death? Why are you doing that? It's an excellent, excellent question.
There's zero case of COVID, of Omicron case in Zimbabwe, in Namibia, in Lesotho, in Mozambique. What justify imposing a travel ban on countries that have zero case of the Omicron variant?
That's a very good question, an important question, and we did struggle with that, but we wanted to see if we could bide time temporarily. So I do hope that this gets sorted out and lifted before it has any significant impact on your country.
Go ahead. Okay, let's move on. He's lying. No, he's full of it. When is Fauci ever not full of it? Well, we just wanted to, you know, out of abundance of caution, just in case y'all get a case, we had to block. The southern border is open, man. You know abundance of caution. You know Lambda was walking right over. You didn't care. You knew every one of those 20,000 variants walking over that southern border. You didn't care. And you got black travel from a place where they don't have the variant you claim you care about. Come on. Never mind all the Africans walking over the southern border. And they're coming from all over the world. They don't care. You know what it is? This is about drama. You say something came from Africa. Sounds scary. Now, Africa's where all the scary stuff comes from, right? Something like that, Ebola or something. That's what they're doing. This is a campaign. They probably focus group which variant to pick from which country. This is so easy to tear apart. And then there was this. Yesterday, Steve Ducey, the only one who cares at all about the government leaving the border, the southern border, wide open while it conducts total drama about all these, you know, blocked flights and stuff. Here you go. Here's Fauci on that.
What about people who don't take a plane and just these border crossers coming in huge numbers?
You know, that's a different issue. If somebody getting on a plane, getting checked, looking at a passport, we don't have that there. There is testing at the border under certain circumstances.
Come on, this is so down with a crock. Oh, certain circumstances. Yeah, there is testing, sir. As of 3 months ago, you tested 15,000 of them that tested positive and you let them go. Yeah, there's testing, then you let them go. But you're out there to assure us of the need to ensure safety from after Canisius, because it's so scary that we left the southern border. But we can't stop the border. You're not going to stop the border voter drive for this thing. Then why we shut down travel from Namibia? You can't have it both ways. From Zimbabwe, you can't. Why? Because they're not afraid of this. It is just another variant like all the rest. Till we get death and we don't have it. You got to ask the question, why? Why are they even doing this? Because it's a marketing campaign. Folks, here's another one. What are the odds that the vote to authorize the vaccine database, yes, they're going to track you with a vaccine database, which passed yesterday in Congress, is scheduled for Tuesday, almost a month ago, right after the rollout of the Omicron variant? We are living it through a PR campaign, and it is compulsory that you participate. I've never seen anything like this. All right, so a lot of, it's amazing what'll get to comments on the show. Yeah, just offhand comment about beards. I don't even know where that came from. Oh, some guy texting in. And now guys are texting and saying that nobody messes with me now that I have a beard. Even my boss treats me better. Well, so the latest studies on this prove that women find bearded men more attractive, except one that says women who are freaked out by ticks don't like beards. Don't know about that. But anyway, I love beards. I love a man in a beard. That's what I get for Christmas and my birthday usually. It's my husband will grow at least the goatee, if not the full. I love him in a beard. He looks amazing. Anyway, I think. But, you know, it's a pain for him to take care of. So he usually will grow it for me for Christmas, which reminds me, honey. Yeah, I got my Christmas beard. Want to start growing it? Just in time for Christmas? Yeah, and then he'll usually, you know, whack that thing by February and then... my birthday rolls around in May and I get another beard. And he'll stick with it for as long as he can stand it. I love him in a beard. I love men in a beard, but I always have. I don't know why. Texter writes here, if you unscramble Omicron, you get moronic. Saw that on social media. Wish I had come up with it. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, I think the Dems are showing their racism toward black people from Africa. But they are, by their own standard. Trump was a bona fide racist for blocking travel from African nations, among others. They forgot the others part. No, I actually put the Biden tweet on this. This is from February 1st, 2020, so year of the election, right? The election was in November. Here's the Biden tweet, archived. Trump further diminished the U.S. in the eyes of the world by expanding his travel ban. This new African ban is designed to make it harder for black and brown people to immigrate to the United States, Biden wrote. It's a disgrace. We cannot let him succeed. Well, you know what's so crazy about this? This is what they'd be saying if it was Trump. Again, as the black reporter from Zimbabwe asked, or maybe he was from Nigeria, I forget. Why are you banning people coming from Africa if there's no cases? No deaths, no hospitalizations, no cases in some of these countries. Thought she didn't have a good answer. If Trump was doing this, the left would conclude immediately it was because he wanted to ban black people if there hadn't been any cases in these countries. And we need a better explanation than, well, we're doing this out of abundance of caution, but you left the border wide open on the south down there. It's nuts. Oh, but this one. This is one you do not speak in public. You do not speak this in public. It's mainstream media has reported it, but they buried it at the bottom of their pieces on it. The fact, And it set Circle back off, man. She darn near lost it. It set Circle back off, Joe Biden's spokesperson. Hey, excuse me, says Ducey. Hey, you know, even though, so despite all of Biden's efforts, more people have died of COVID under Biden, and oh, she loses it. She goes there with the bleach, which, by the way, she's lying. Trump never said to inject bleach. What a stupid thing. Here's how this went.
In 2020, when roughly 220,000 Americans had already died of COVID, Joe Biden said about Trump, anyone who is responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America. Is that still the standard now that more Americans have died under President Biden than President Trump?
Well, I think the fundamental question here is, what are you doing to save lives and protect people? And the former president was suggesting people inject bleach. He apparently, reportedly, didn't even share with people he was going to interact with that he had tested positive for COVID himself. He continued to provide a forum for misinformation, which probably led to people not getting, not taking steps forward to protect themselves, to wear masks, to eventually get vaccinated. This president has made the vaccine widely available. He's relied on the health, the advice of his health and medical experts, and he is trying to be a part of solving this crisis, getting the pandemic under control. And I think there's a pretty stark difference between their approaches. Go ahead.
Gents of Democrats have been pushed.
All she's got is Clorox. That's all she's got. Let me explain. Well, Peter, what it means is the president has fundamentally failed. He's gone with a completely vaccine-based program where the vaccines don't seem to really work over time and don't stop the spread. Have I answered your question? I mean, do y'all realize more people have died under Biden? And there's no change whatsoever. None. Texter writes on the beards, except for Jack Dorsey. He has one scary bearded dude. That guy is not right. That guy. Oh, did you see what happened between Elon Musk? You know Elon Musk, right? The guy with the electric cars blast into space, that guy. Did you see? I am like liking him more every day. I'm sure that's a marketing campaign too, and I'm falling for it, but whatever. The Tesla CEO, Elon Musk, mocked Jack Dorsey's replacement as Twitter CEO. You know the one who says, I don't believe in the First Amendment for people on the right, that guy? His name is Parag Agrawal or something. Yeah, well, Tesla CEO Elon Musk tweeted a picture comparing the new CEO of Twitter to the Soviet leader Stalin. And you know what was funny? So I had to laugh at this. There's a series of pictures with Stalin where they had purges, and he had the interior minister killed, right? So when you kill the interior minister, it doesn't work if he shows up in pictures with you. So they just have him scrubbed from all the official photos. Yeah, well, in this picture, Elon, you got to see the tweet. In this picture, Elon Musk tweeted, Jack Dorsey is at the side of Stalin, and then Dorsey disappears. It's funny. Anyway, I'll retweet it. I just think it's amusing. So, Elon Musk on a tear. $200 billion to do that. You're like, what the heck? I'll just say whatever I think. Either that or it's a marketing campaign to sell the cars. I'm not sure which.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.